you tell me when you're ready.
They call it brain-computer interface technology, but this isn't about robots. It's a remarkable achievement, a paralyzed human being able to walk again using thought control. And this man, Geert Jan Oskam, who damaged his spinal cord in a cycling accident more than 10 years ago, is living proof that it works. Not surprisingly, he's elated.
Within 5 to 10 minutes, I could control my hips, like they were like the brain implant picked up what I was doing with my hips. So that was like the best outcome, I think, for everyone. Just an example, I'm training 10 years to stand up with a friend having a beer.
Neuroscientists and neurosurgeons in Switzerland have used a complex mix of medical techniques and technology. It includes artificial intelligence predicting what the brain wants to do, then a separate AI solution to encode signals to the spinal column of what the desired movement should be.
We do two different surgeries. There is one surgery at the level of the brain. We do two little craniotomy, put electrodes in order to record the brain signal. And another surgery at the level of the spinal cord where we put electrodes on the top of the spinal cord at the place that is responsible for leg movement. So between these two, there is communication, an electrical communication, a digital bridge that is then reactivated the legs.
Geert Jan knows only too well his ability to walk again is down to a major experiment. But he's the one in control. AI is helping him, not taking over. And this, along with brilliant human skill sets, are making it all happen. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.